couple more minutes with Frank Delaney. Bill Russell has brought up exactly where I wanted to be, of course. I am Paula Gordon. What I wanted to say is you can't talk about Ireland and not say, yes, and it is not yet resolved. We did a program many years ago with Don Oberdorfer, who said, well, of course Korea is going to be one country. It's just a matter of time. When we were with Jerry Adams, it was that same sense of, well, of course Ireland is one country. Right. It's a matter of time.
That's right. The English still think they have an empire and we're it.
I know, Ireland and Gibraltar, the last two little rocky outposts.
I'm curious about in this context, luck of the Irish.
Law of unintended consequences of the Fenian College.
How does this work?
The luck of the Irish is a very mercurial thing. And it is not luck at all, in my view. It is based entirely on the fact that because we're Celts, an ancient, proud European race, we can do something that almost no other race has ever been able to do. We can hold utterly opposite beliefs simultaneously. I say something to my wife, my WASP, Manhattan, born, bred and buttered, as I call her, New York wife. I say to her, whose family founded Old Saybrook and places like that, came over with the posts on the boat after the Mayflower, I think. I say something to her, she said, but you said exactly the opposite yesterday. I said, so? That's how we make our luck. Luck is always a matter of collisions. Luck is also unexpected collisions. And we are always fusing. The Irish are always fusing. Things are always breaking off each other. One of the things that I try and point out to people, which fascinates me, is our sense of decoration. We take something and we decorate it. You know, when they're carbon testing something to find its age, they carbon test to destruction. Destroys what you're testing. Well, we decorate to destruction. Look at an Irish tune.
And you base it in nature.
Absolutely. Look at an Irish tune. Look at the Book of Kells, where if you boil it down to the illustration, it all begins with the tendril of the honeysuckle, which is taken and teased and pushed and teased, and then mutates into something else and then comes back. It's just like listening to an Irish tune. When you allow the mind that kind of unfettered imagination, then you are making, you are the legislator of the law of unintended consequences. I think it was Shelley said that poets are the unacknowledged legislators of the world. Well, the Irish are the unacknowledged luck makers of the world. You make your own luck. And the more you try, and the more you push the imagination, and the more you put pressure on what the imagination can yield, it's said we only use 10% of our minds anyway, then you get luck. It's extraordinary.
I had an uncle who had traveled the world, but he would not die until he had kissed the Blarney Stone. And for him, it was very important. It was he who always said, the harder I work, the luckier I get.
That's right. That's right.
Well, what you're describing is evolution, and Paula corrected me earlier and said it's co-evolution, and that is precisely what you're describing, this conflict between different ideas, inanimate.
That's right.
Throw it all in together.
I see no difference. I see no difference between them.
Well, as you tell this story, I keep hearing that the Irish never divorce themselves from that of which we are all utterly apart, which is the natural world.
I have if you ask me what is the most passionate belief I have about myself as a writer, it is this. I am browless. I am completely without brow. I am not lowbrow. I am not middlebrow. I'm not highbrow. Because the moment you create brow, the moment you allow brow, A, you're dealing in things like reputation, which is none of your business anyway. Time decides that, not other people. It is time decides reputation. But B, the moment you apply a brow, you're putting up a ring fence. You're putting up a steel chain fence around whatever it is you're trying to do. If you let in everything, if you let in every sort of emotion, every sort of thought, you can go anywhere in your life and in your imagination. And I think I learned that. I think I imbibed it. There's a wonderful thing that the Spanish have called the duende. the spirit of the duende, the dancers have it and the guitarists play, and it is that spirit that comes up from the red earth and seeps up into your body and infuses you completely. Well, there's a kind of Irish duende which should be browless. We are browless in politics. We are browless in things like golf, which is a classless game. Horse racing, we are browless. There is no brow. The moment you start introducing brow, and the moment people start giving themselves literary tags or intellectual tags, you limit this wonderful Irish imagination. I've never been to university. And my English friends always said to me, that's why you're so versatile. Because if you had gone to Oxford or Cambridge, they would have put you in channels like that. In Ireland, you can't do that to us. We are much too free and unfettered. That's ultimately why we become such a great model for democracy. One final note. The World Health Organization in the 1940s discovered in the world a perfect model for the study called epidemiology, which is the scrutiny of a disease in a population. What was the country? It was Ireland, because it was so utterly self-contained and yet so outward-looking.
In the last 30 seconds, there is the difference between an open system and a closed system. Mm. One encourages life, the other ends it. Aren't you describing an open system?
I'm describing an open-closed system. Or a closed-open system.
Ah, the Irish in you will outvote it.
That would be the contradictory part.
There you go.
Frank Delaney.
Thank you both so much. This has been a pleasure.
As it has been for us. Thank you.
The books Tipperary and Ireland both are remarkable points of entry into one ancient story of oppression and liberation. The startling relevance of all of Ireland's stories reverberates throughout today's world. We thank Mr. Delaney for keeping these stories alive and for doing so here with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.